And we all need to understand as coaches and players and, you know, everyone who's all involved with the New York Giants organization, it doesn't have to come down to the fourth quarter. It doesn't have to come down to the final play. And so far this season, you know, it seems like that's what we've been living. You know, we've been living on the edge. And, you know, obviously things are not rolling in our favor, so we need to take control of our own destiny and, you know, and start putting teams away early. You know, put them in a two-minute drill. Put the pressure, you know, to them instead of us always having our backs up against the wall. You know, put the pressure to those guys. And, you know, we just need to emphasize that a whole lot more here and take control, take charge of that.
And so how do you keep guys from maybe pointing fingers at one another?
We don't point fingers here. That's not something we've ever done. That's not something we're ever going to do, no matter what our record is. You know, we're a team. We're going to stay a team through thick and thin. You know, just continue to have the confidence and just play ball, man. Just play ball. You know, that's it. You know, we just got to go out there and play ball. You know, we can't always let the games come down to a shootout. You know, we have to take control. We have to start taking control early.
You guys have a couple of days off now. How do you think this team will come back from there?
I mean, I don't have a crystal ball. I don't know. I don't know. Hopefully, you know, take this time off and like I say, everyone look themselves in the mirror. Coaches, players, everyone, you know, look themselves in the mirror and see how we can help better this team. Right now, you know, we're heading in the wrong direction. We're 0-6. We gotta fix it, man. We gotta fix it. We're better than this. We know we're better than this. You know, we just have to go out there and believe that we're better, and go out there and play with that confidence. That confidence is everything. That confidence controls all, especially when you're playing this game.
Do you think that might be the main issue at this point? Is a lack of confidence in the game?
Well, I thought we went out there. I thought we played tough. I thought we played hard. I don't know what the problem is, man. I really don't know what the problem is. We're going to continue to fight. We're going to continue to stay together as a team. Like I say, no matter what, through thick and thin, you know, we're all we got. That's it. We're all we got. You know, everyone else is counting us out. And I don't blame them at this point, you know. Outside looking in, I'll probably count us out, too. I'll probably count us out, too. But, you know, one thing no one can measure, they can't measure your heart. They can't measure your heart. They can't measure your fight. So while everyone else is counting us out, when it's within this locker room, within this organization, we have to count ourselves in and understand that, you know, there's still 10 games left to be played. And we got to fight. We got to fight like hell for all 10 games, everything you got.
All due respect, you said the same thing with 12 games left, didn't seem like things changed.
I'll say the same thing with 4 games left or 8 games left. That's me. That's who I am. I'm always going to be confident. No one is ever going to take my confidence. Not you. Not any other outsider is going to take my confidence. I'm going to always be confident in this team. And that's that. If I sound like a broken record today, I'll sound like a broken record tomorrow. If I sound like a broken record tomorrow, I'll sound like it the next day. I'm going to always be confident in this team.
You said 0-6 before. You kind of paused. Like you almost like don't. Those words are hard to come out of your mouth. You know, 0-6. I don't think you've ever been 0-6 before.
Never been 0-6 on any level in my life.
Yeah.
But, you know, tough times don't last. Tough people always do. So let's see what we got.
Do you feel the same confidence, you know, when Eli was going down the field that you have in other years with them, or because of what's happened this season, you're kind of like hoping?
Of course I had confidence. Of course I had confidence. I always have confidence. It's not just having confidence in Eli. It's having confidence in our team, having confidence in our offense. Of course I'm going to have confidence. I'm still going to have confidence, you know. You got to find a way to get it right.